What a fantastic night for you from Easy Group. What a cheque, £15,583 for Liam Smiles.
I know, it's absolutely brilliant. It's so overwhelming as well. And the thing that I love about Easy Group is that, you know, they haven't gone for the recognised, the very big charities. They've, you know, they've helped charities like Help Harry, Help Others, and they've helped the Lily May Foundation. And they're helping small charities like herself, Liam Smiles, and, you know, it's a massive thing for them to pick a small charity like herself and bring it forward, so...
How's the charity going? Because you spoke at the end of season dinner and very emotional, and not the first time you've spoken here. You can see it comes from the heart. So tell us about the charity and how it's progressing.
So, well, you probably know, Tom, that Liam's been ill again, so he's been back in hospital. So we did have, like, a rough period. But, you know, we've committed now to certain things, like the London Marathon. We have a great team. Gary Rowitz, obviously, joining the team. And that's going to, you know, give us that platform again to bring the charity bigger. But also, you know... We're going to invest now into people into Birmingham who've been affected by the illness. So, you know, we're going to help give them the support along with meningitis now to, you know, give back to the people in the community, because it is hard after you've had meningitis to find your feet.
It's the one thing every parent is fearful of.
Well, that's it. You know, it's facing your fears, isn't it? And, you know, that's what I'm asking to people to do, is face their fears and what is their biggest fear. And I think most parents, grandparents, their biggest fear is their children getting sick. And we face that. And it's how you deal with it afterwards.
So how can people help?
So they can help by donating. But, you know, when I started the charity, it wasn't so much about the money. It was about raising the awareness. So I never wanted another parent to feel like I did the day I left that hospital. You've had all that support from all the nurses, the doctors, and then you sat at home and you're on your own and you're at a loss. And I never want another parent. And that was the idea of Liam Smiles, was I never wanted another parent to feel the way I did. So, you know, we're going out to help them people and, you know, hopefully make a difference along the way.
Tell us about Liam. How is he?
So we're just at the moment, he is at the best, but we're just going to have to get on with it, you know, and find a way forward to him.
Do you offer advice to other parents?
Yeah.
About how to cope with it, a bit of empathy?
So my one biggest advice, trust your instincts. So, you know, if you think your child's ill, take them to the doctors, take them to the hospital. And then afterwards, you know, seek advice, phone meningitis now, phone them helplines and get them numbers you need for the support that's out there.
Well done.
Thank you,
good luck to Liam. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.